proclamation number 8427 dated the March 3, 1963.
Peuple laus spiritual stat necessitat end.
Once someone has penetrated spiritual knowledge, he is also entitled to make a judgment in regards to humanity's spiritual state, and he will realize that spiritual progress on this earth is not possible anymore. He will be able to observe that the commandments of love for God and one's neighbor are only very rarely lived up to, and that the disregard of these commandments results in ever greater darkness. He will also know that people's will itself is the decisive factor, and that this is also misused, since it is turning increasingly more towards the adversary, which explains why people are under his control. Salvation would certainly be possible if only people were willing to accept the word of God, which he himself conveys to earth and which truly has the strength to lead to a change in human thinking. Yet precisely this willingness is missing, and thus humanity is irrevocably approaching the end, so that the unspiritual state will be brought to a halt and a new phase of redemption will start, which will impede the endless fall into the abyss. And the being which had failed as a human being will be integrated into the process of return once again, in accordance with divine will. Anyone who has penetrated spiritual knowledge will also understand everything that is happening. He will know that one period of salvation is coming to an end and that a new one is beginning, because he knows the reason for people's unspiritual state, and also that God's love keeps creating ever new possibilities to lead the beings, which had once emerged from him, to their goal. And only those people who penetrated spiritual knowledge can offer a little help by passing their knowledge on to their fellow human beings, but then free will has to be prepared again to accept such knowledge. And people's will is extraordinarily weakened. A person could certainly place himself into a state of strength and also attain a stronger will, but this requires him to live in love himself and to take the path to Jesus Christ, who, through his crucifixion, acquired unmeasured blessings, thus also the strengthening of will. Deeds of love will always grant strength to a person, and a call upon Jesus will fortify the will, for then the will is no longer completely averted from God, for anyone who is lovingly active also establishes contact with God, the eternal love. And anyone who calls upon Jesus Christ acknowledges him as the Redeemer of the world and thus also as God himself, who became a human being in Jesus Christ. Hence you all can escape this state of weakness. You are not left to your own devices in your helplessness, but strength is at your disposal at all times if only you desire it. And those who possess this knowledge will always provide you with clarification, but as long as your heart and ears are unreceptive to it, their words will remain ineffective. You will remain weak and unenlightened and won't live up to your purpose of life. However, force will never be exerted on you on God's part. It will be entirely left up to your will as to how you deal with your fellow human beings' instructions, yet they will be conveyed to you so that you can also make this decision yourselves. If, however, your own will rejects it and you cannot find your way out of the state of darkness, then you are entangled in a net of lies and errors which you can no longer tear apart yourselves, since it keeps you constrained and was cast upon you by the adversary himself. And then the only option left is to break the adversary's power, that is, to remove the opportunity for him to harass people on earth, which means the dissolution of earth with all its creations as well as all living creatures up to the human being, hence an end for you humans with a subsequent banishment into hard matter and a reshaping of all material creations for the purpose of sheltering the still-bound spiritual substances, which likewise shall attain higher development on this earth. A spiritual change on this earth is impossible because people fail to muster the will for it. Yet that which will follow later will also demonstrate a spiritual change, for after the demise of the old earth, a new earth will arise with incomparably beautiful creations, with spiritually mature people who had passed their test of faith and will on this old earth and who shall be returned to the new earth as the root of the new human generation. For they will be spiritually awakened, they will know about God's love and His reign and activity throughout the universe, and they will also know that all creations only serve the once fallen spiritual beings to attain full maturity. They will know that divine order must be observed and that everything which leaves this order will require endless time in order to reach the goal again one day, to integrate with the law of eternal order and to live a life of selfless love. And at the end of an earthly period, love will have grown completely cold amongst people, thus profound darkness will be on earth, for only love is the light which penetrates the darkness. And only the one who lives in love will also penetrate spiritual knowledge. He will ignite the light within himself and all the terrors of darkness will be over for him. And this bright light will illuminate the new earth, and all people will be fully enlightened, for they will live in love and walk with God, who is love himself and the light of eternity. Amen.